This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. We got to get back into the story we kicked off the show with. For those of you just tuning in, it's shocking. I guess maybe we shouldn't be shocked by it at this point, but it's just a wholesale violation of freedom of speech on the internet, and all in the name of supposedly stopping sex trafficking. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. First up, we've got James. He's on the line in Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here, so go ahead.
Yeah, I had an interesting confrontation with our local judge. I think it is a good demonstration of how petty they feel their power is, or I guess how petty their power really is.
So is this James Weeks?
No, I've never called before.
Okay. No, sound like there's a guy that I know in Michigan named James, and you kind of sound alike.
Oh, no, I'm way up here in the sticks in Escanaba, so probably not.
Okay, so what happened?
So earlier in court, I was there for one of my girlfriend's hearings, and I had a little, I spoke up where I shouldn't have, so I got a contempt.
You're all
familiar with that.
Did they haul you out right then?
I managed to talk my way down to a $250 fine, which I was happy with.
Oh, wow. For contempt?
I'd be sitting a weekend in jail.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know you could do that. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that that the judge can do that, but I've not seen that happen with contempt. Normally, they just haul you out to jail.
Right.
Oh, he called the bailiff in. They were there.
That's putting the pressure on to shake the $250 out of you.
Yeah, well, they're getting it. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
So later, after that, of course, I went down to my local pub to calm down a little. And our state senator was having a fundraiser in the back, and I know him because I like to stay on top of our politicians. And I go back there, and the judge shows up.
Really?
He's got a glad hand, the state senator, right?
Interesting. So, are judges appointed in Michigan or elected?
This is elected.
Okay, got it.
So I walk up to him. I pat him on the back. I say, right in front of the senator, you're speaking to him. And I said, why don't you tell me why you hate children so much, John?
Whoa.
And he went off. You can imagine. You can get out of here. I will have you arrested. You can't be here. And I said, this is a public place. All I did was ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you don't like the question, sir, you can leave. And I stayed calm, and he blew up in front of everybody.
My God, tell me you got video of this.
I could find out if the manager got it on camera, but the senator sat there and witnessed it.
What a great story. No, it's so rare that you see judges out in the real world, right? Like a lot of them purposefully avoid being seen in public because they don't want the people that they've put in a jail cell for whatever reason, to know where they are. And
well, the backstory is I've been going through a bad divorce for 2 years, and he has not been on my side through the whole thing, so I've got a nice history on him.
Oh, and
he knows it.
I'm surprised you actually touched him. I mean, honestly, that was a risky move.
It was, but the senator was there. You got a picture. I'm wearing a suit and tie. Mm-hmm. I'm looking like I'm somebody, even though I'm not.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, my point being that if you wanted to, claim that you had assaulted him or something like that, he might have been able to do that.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
That was definitely a lapse in judgment.
But next time you're going to do something like that.
I thought he was going to hit me.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Well, that's another reason to record it. That's another reason to record it. So next time, I mean, I think it was hilarious what you did, but next time you do it, just, pull up your cell phone and start recording that thing. or Facebook Live or whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, Periscope or whatever, platform.
Oh, that would have been great. You're
and that
right.
way, that way everybody can see his reaction, and if he has a ridiculous reaction, it could go viral. And you want to try, you want to talk about maybe affecting his reelection campaign, things like that. So, unfortunately, it's just a great story that you have to tell, and it is a good story.
Right.
But with the video...
Well, it's just to show, because he went on, because I basically pointed out and said, you have bosses to answer to, and I'm going to hold you accountable. And he looks at me, because he's just rambling stuff off. I know he's like, you have bosses too, and I'm going to talk to them. And I just laughed in his face and said, who are my bosses?
Yeah, he doesn't know that about you, does he?
Well, I mean, I have a regular day job, but I'm a union. You can talk to my bosses all you want. I ain't going to get me fired.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you're a valuable employee then in that particular case, because certainly some people might be able to be swayed by a judge who comes to talk to them.
Right, well, with a union, it takes a lot to wind up.
You said you were a union worker?
Yeah, he said he's a union worker. It takes a lot to get somebody fired from a union.
Sorry, I missed that. Well, James, like I said, next time around, record that, and then you want to talk about holding somebody accountable. That's how you hold bureaucrats accountable for their actions. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. Let's talk to Gary. He's in Springfield, Massachusetts, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, here's a tip. There's an app called Robinhood. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No, but what is it?
They're now offering to buy or sell Bitcoin.
What is it?
They're offering. Say that again?
Well, what's the app? Some kind of stock trading thing? Looks like.
Yeah, it's a stock trading, and they're adding in some cryptos, apparently.
Trying to get Robinhooding, I think,
it's Robinhood.
Filling meters,
expired
parking meters.
No commissions.
No commission for stock trading?
Selling.
Wow.
No commission.
Okay, all right, that's cool. And, so you're saying now you can buy Bitcoin within this app?
Yeah, Bitcoin, awesome. Ethereum, and one other one.
I think you're going to start seeing this popping up more often. You got the Square Cash app that's doing it now. That was probably the big. That was, as I understand it, Square Cash is the biggest free financial app in the Android Play Store.
Now, one thing that's interesting, I'm looking at the Google Play entry for this Robinhood app. It says invest for free, but then it says see Robinhood's fee schedule to learn more.
There's got to be some fee somewhere.
There is a fee somewhere.
There is a fee, but that's to upgrade your status. If you want to be a gold trader, and you get perks, but basically you don't have to buy that.
So you've used the app. You've actually successfully conducted stock trades with no fee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And so there's essentially a membership option. So you're saying there's like a membership upgrade option where you get some sort of perks.
Yeah, and the perk would be if you went with the upgrade, you would. Like, if you want to sell your stock today or get sold today, you'd be able to withdraw your money today. There's a free option. You would sell your stock today. It would take that, 2 days, and then you would have your money available.
It's got a lot of one-star reviews.
Uh-oh.
It's got a lot more 5- and 4-star reviews.
Okay.
But looking
Maybe look
here,
at some professional reviews and see what,
Yeah, so one person... yesterday, posted, deposited $20, didn't invest anything yet, woke up the next day to find that I owed Robinhood $29.
Uh-oh. Possible bait and switch?
That's bogus.
Somebody also said that...
Well, that's the thing. Anybody who wants to can write a review.
True.
Right? Like, they can totally BS it.
Well, let me ask this question. Somebody said that it asked for every digit of the Social Security number. Is that true or not?
I don't remember, but they're going to want your...
There's a good chance of that, yeah. If you're applying to a financial institution, you should expect to have to identify yourself. I mean, this isn't Bitcoin. Even though they're offering Bitcoin,
right, but,
it's a normal financial...
You know, a lot of times, KYC sort of stuff, it'll just say, what's the last 4?
Now, I've never seen that on a financial application, and I filled out quite a few of them.
Yeah, if you make a capital gain, then you've got to...
Yeah, unfortunately, these app people are part of the banking stocking system or whatever you call that, stock trading system, and they have got to be very, very obedient, cross every T, dot every I. But, Gary, thanks for the heads up on that. That is interesting.
I'm sure
the people that are
in...
Huh?
One thing for Grindr. They sell drugs under health and beauty.
Okay, thanks for the tip, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and we'll get back into the Craigslist discussion coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to drink responsibly.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us right here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about some very, very scary legislation that's been passed called Sesta Fosta, and we'll explain what that is here in a moment. But the excuse is, well, sex trafficking. So, therefore, no more free speech on the Internet. That's the short version.
Basically, yeah.
We'll get into what that means here, but we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Zencash. If you want privacy on the Internet, and it's becoming more and more important, I think more people over time, when they see things like this, this news that we're talking about tonight, restricting freedom of speech, they're going to want to have methods of private payment.
Yes.
On the Internet. Whether it's for placing a personal ad on some darknet website, which is where maybe all personal ads are going to end up after this, or for whatever purpose. If you want to keep your transactions private, Zencash is one of those options. There are different options in the market of cryptocurrencies. Zencash, we're big fans of because they are voluntarists. The people who created Zencash love liberty. They understand economics. They created Zencash, and they actually put voluntarism into the white paper. You can see it for yourself over at Zencash.com. There's more than 8,000 secure nodes with Zencash, which means it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there, and there are a lot of cryptos. There's 1,600 as of the last check at CoinMarketCap.com. So do it. Do the due diligence you need to do. Check out Zencash over at Zencash.com. So we go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line. A big fan of freedom of speech, freedom of the press. He's from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Gentlemen, I have what is either some good news today or news that at least makes me feel good and might make you feel good.
All right, let's hear it.
The New Hampshire State House has passed House Bill 1672.
And that is?
Caleb Dyer refers to it as follows. Quote, it, quote, prohibits certain information relative to therapeutic cannabis users from being released to federal authorities without a warrant, unquote.
Interesting. And how much did the House pass this by? Was it a good, decent, overwhelming number, or was it, you know, slim margin?
That's the even more interesting part. He reported that it, or at least to think the picture that he uploaded, showed a vote of 313-18.
Whoa. All right, Daryl, what does this mean?
So what this would do is for people that have therapeutic cannabis cards, which that's the term used in New Hampshire for medical marijuana patients.
Just the New Hampshire card or any other state?
This is specifically only dealing with information that the New Hampshire department would have.
Got it.
It would require federal agents to have warrants before being able to access the info. So right now, there's nothing prohibiting the Health and Human Services people from just giving the feds info.
Mm.
This would say, no, feds. You have to go to a man or woman in a black muumuu and ask them really nicely, and then they have to put a stamp on a piece of paper before you can see this info. I was at the Senate hearing on this. It is. I was at the Senate hearing on this about a week and a half ago, and the senators didn't really seem to be too supportive of this. Now, it was just the one committee.
Wait a minute. So, wait. If the Senate already heard it, doesn't
it pass? No, it passed the House 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So, this isn't breaking news then, Dave. Okay, got it.
Yeah. At first, I thought Dave was saying that the Senate passed it today, which is why I got all excited. Yeah. So, this has not yet been scheduled for a floor vote in the Senate. But, yeah, it's good news that this thing passed. I am not very optimistic
that's
about it
make it through
going through the Senate. And surprisingly, in the Senate, it was the Republicans, the ones that you would think would normally support, you know, telling the feds you can't do that, that seemed to object to the bill because, well,
the Republicans are in Washington, D.C. right now, so they don't care, right?
I'm talking about the Republican senators that heard this hearing in New Hampshire.
Right.
They seem to be opposed to this bill because, well, we've got these, you know, layers of government, and the feds are our big brother, and they can just, you know, bend us over and tell us to grab our ankles.
Well, I mean, isn't that to some extent because Republicans are in charge in D.C.? If it was the Democrats in charge in D.C., maybe those Republicans would be like, yeah, we need to make sure those Democrats can't get into our medical files. You know what I mean? Just
partisan maybe, crap. Maybe not. I don't know.
Anyway, Dave, glad to hear that good news.
But it's also the couple of senators that, Republican senators on this committee, they're big drug warriors anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Sharon Carson, Bill Gannon.
So go ahead.
The people that voted against the decrim.
Our listeners don't need to know who they were. Go ahead, Dave. Any other highlights you want to share?
Another reason that the Republicans are betraying their own, if they're against, well, I mean, I don't know. Without reading the whole text of the bill, I can't say that it's wrong to be against the bill. That's taking it too far.
The bill adds the line. The bill adds the line to existing statute for therapeutic cannabis. Request by federal authorities for any information relative to users of therapeutic cannabis contained in the registry shall require a search warrant issued by a judge based on probable cause.
Which, as Organism points out in the chat room, is actually going to possibly help people who maybe they've got a gun.
Yes.
And
there we go.
They've got a marijuana license from the state of New Hampshire. This would make it much more difficult for the feds to prosecute people.
Correct.
Or try to take their rights, their gun rights away.
This is why I'm saying it's a betrayal of their own, because this is sort of a gun rights issue. It reads like a marijuana bill, but it's kind of really about guns in some way, according to Caleb Dyer.
Well, now, Caleb is a former Republican who,
correct,
for listeners that aren't familiar, he's worth talking about because he's noteworthy. The other politicians, who cares?
Right.
Caleb Dyer is a Libertarian sitting in the State House. He's one of three that flipped last year, and maybe we'll see another one flip this year. Who knows? That'd be nice. But three
Do you know something I don't?
No, I'm just wildly speculating. It could happen. Anyway, so we had two Republicans flip to Libertarian. We had one Democrat flip to Libertarian.
Yes.
He's actually based here in Keene.
And also a co-sponsor of this bill.
Really? All right, excellent. So the Libertarians are doing a great job up there, and they've put some really good legislation forward this year, and it's great to see. And this is not happening anywhere else. I heard that there's a Libertarian senator in Nebraska, but that's the only other state that's got anybody elected to a state house that's a Libertarian, and New Hampshire's got more than all of the other 49 combined. So, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt that New Hampshire is where it's at for Libertarians. If you want to be somewhere where you can actually win, where you can actually have allies in the political system, this is the place, isn't it, Dave Fridley?
Yeah, there's no competitor to it that has come close so far.
Excellent. I heard a rumor that there might be a Forkfest advertisements starting soon on RidleyReport.com.
Oh, you mean you heard an email from me telling you that it had already run?
So, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to checking that out. So.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We'll tell you more about ForkFest coming up here in moments. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. ForkFest, a great opportunity for you to check out New Hampshire and see what all the fuss is about. Meanwhile, you can join us here toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We got more on the way about the horrifying SESTA and FOSTA bills that have been passed, apparently, and may now be being enforced with a seizure of the Backpage.com.
Enforced before actually being signed into law by President Donald Trump.
Oh, okay, so he hasn't signed it yet. All right, well,
it's working its way onto his desk, but gotcha. Tech Dirt in their headline about Backpage being taken down, they mention in the headline before SESTA has even been signed.
And you actually had an update on the Backpage takedown, so we're going to share that with you coming up here, too. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, because that literally just happened today, and the press release had not even been published yet by the time we went on the air. So we'll get that to you. Also, $6shirts.com. Luckily, still not illegal to order $6 shirts. You just go there and load up your shopping cart from their gigantic selection, and Daryl is showing his right now.
Trying to. It just flipped to the other cam.
And we'll deal with that in a bit. But they've got some great shirts over there over at $6 shirts, and you can get yours, again, for as low as $6. Actually, even lower if you really load up your cart. I think it's if you hit 10 shirts. They drop the price down, and you can use code FTL to save another 10% off the top over at $6 Shirts. That's the number, $6shirts.com. And one of the most important factors is $6 Shirts are liberty-minded people, at the very least the founder of the company, the people who've been buying the advertising with us here. This is their second time actually running ads on Free Talk Live, so we appreciate them being behind the show. and go and see their huge selection. I mean, whether it's video games, pop culture, movies, sports, they've got so many different categories. And, Daryl, you've got your T-Rex Hates Push-Ups t-shirt on.
I do.
Right now. So go and see that funny stuff and really great product, $6shirts.com. Again, don't forget code FTL. And they do take Bitcoin, so you can pay with cryptocurrency there. As we continue, Stephen is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, don't worry about it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm not as prepared as the other callers have been, but I wanted to mention, like, how will this law, like, affect, like sites that, because you said it's punishable by who posts it, right?
It's punishable, meaning that if somebody posts something to a website, a possible personal ad that might be a suggestion to purchase sex, perhaps, and they get arrested, or enough of that happens, if it's like five posters or something like that,
then the operator of the website is the one that winds up going to court,
right,
being charged with sex trafficking.
Right. They'll treat you, a webmaster, as a sex trafficker, and you will face criminal and civil penalties for it.
Okay. So, like, let's say, like even like Twitter, like somebody's like, hey, I'll do this for $5, like.
I think in theory they could, but they probably would not. Well, we don't know, Daryl. I mean, I wouldn't even go out on that limb right now unless this thing gets fought against by, like, the EFF, and I do have an article by the EFF here, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or the ACLU, and they can get this thing overturned. The only reason they wouldn't go after Twitter is because they've got an army of attorneys, maybe, but...
Twitter is, you know, huge.
It's huge. But Craigslist isn't small potatoes, either.
Right, but, you know, Twitter doesn't, you know, bill itself as some kind of classified thing.
I understand that. I don't think that matters. The question is, are there five people posting on Twitter sex ads? And if the government decides they want to target Twitter for that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There probably are. There's billions or whatever millions of users they've got.
Then it comes down to how they decide to define facilitate.
Correct.
And promote.
Right. And facilitate can just mean make something easier. So if it was difficult to get somebody to find your sex ad now, and it's easier because you put it on Twitter... Or the government can argue to a jury that it's easier, and there's a large audience on Twitter. Some
right.
of them are probably searching for sex. And I know that we know that Dave in New York, who called earlier tonight, he used to allegedly stalk a woman cam girl on Twitter, and she allegedly called the cops on him, and he allegedly went to jail for it. So, you know,
yes.
there's
but
definitely
that
some creepy people.
But that wasn't the operator of Twitter going to jail.
No, I didn't say
for
it was.
What Dave posted.
I was pointing out that Dave was, you know, looking for sexy related things on
yes.
Twitter, so it's not unbelievable that somebody might post a personal ad there, especially given they can't post it on Craigslist now.
Right.
Because Craigslist has taken their personal ads down. Steven, any other comments you want to share?
I mean, I just don't think this bill will go through. It's kind of crazy. I think lately with internet laws, there's been like a big push to like turn the internet into this domain that everybody controls, if you get what I mean.
Well, the bad news for you, Stephen, is Trump has already signaled that he intends to sign the bill. So it's already passed, and it's waiting for his signature at this point. And that's why Craigslist has just gone ahead and preemptively taken down their site. Unfortunately, the bad news for Craigslist is, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation in this article that I've got pulled up right now, this law is going to apply retroactively. Which means that even after it passes, because Craigslist at one time had a personals section, they can retroactively prosecute. Now, the Department of Justice apparently has warned that that's a pretty weak aspect of this.
Right.
Anyway, Stephen, thanks for the call tonight and your thoughts. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Here is the story from the EFF. It's entitled, How Congress Censored the Internet. But first, let's do the back page update, Daryl. The press release did come out from the federal government, the Department of Justice. We knew earlier tonight that Backpage.com, which had been a personals/escort/adult services kind of website that people could post to.
Right.
They were taken down. If you go to their site, you'll see the takedown notice from the federal government. But all it said at the bottom was, we'll send out a press release tonight.
Right. Well, I don't have the press release, but I do have an article from CNET, where CNET, they pulled some info from CBS News saying that, again, the Department of Justice seized the website because they view Backpage as a sex trafficking, money laundering criminal operation. Seven people have been charged, and local CBS affiliate 3TV/CBS5 reports that the FBI raided the Arizona home of Backpage founder Michael Lacey.
Damn.
According to CBS News, the indictment contains 93 counts of several different crimes, including money laundering and running a website to facilitate prostitution. The FBI and DOJ did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
93 counts.
93 counts and total.
And so they're going to argue.
Among seven people.
So again, they're not enforcing SESTA FOSTA. That hasn't passed yet.
Correct.
What they're saying here is, oh, you're running a website where people are doing prostitution. That's illegal. You're making money off of that. Therefore you're money laundering.
Yes. The U.S. Senate and House both recently passed the Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act in order to target sites like Backpage, but the act hasn't yet been signed into law. The bill and today's seizures are controversial because they're a form of online censorship. They say one opponent, you read their talking points here, or rather you can, and they link over to the website stopsesta.org, fear that this might target legitimate free speech as well, though the bills are supposed to target sex trafficking. Sex workers are also afraid that they will be swept up as well. And I would say rightly so, because they're already being told that they're victims of trafficking even when they have completely consented.
Yeah, the police would love to conflate voluntary, consensual sex work with your being trafficked.
Right.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Big Loaf is on the line in New Hampshire. Big Loaf, go ahead with your thoughts. Excuse me, not New Hampshire. You're in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. The New Hampshire would be very nice in the summer where it's very hot down here. But anyways, good evening, gents.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Winter is coming.
So I've heard talking to Libertarian Banker on discord.freetalklive.com that Heather Rage quit last night. What was up with that?
Something happened. It was pretty outrageous. If you want to hang on, we'll continue. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. More on the very disturbing restrictions on free speech on the Internet, which could result in much worse than we're even imagining.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, I want to make sure that you know about saveatpurse.com. You go to saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. You'll save big time on your purchases at Amazon if you've got Bitcoin. And when I say big time, no joke, 20% is super easy to save. That's what I consider my low end.
Right.
Is 20%. If I want to get something, you know, if I'm not in a rush and I'm willing to wait, I can put it at 33%. That's the maximum that you can save at saveatpurse.com. And sometimes, you know, it might go within a few days. Sometimes it might take a few weeks at 33%. But if you want something done right away, usually 20%, it'll get it ordered for you. Somebody will order the thing that you want on Amazon, and then in return they get your Bitcoin. And they'll do that usually within about a day, usually same day at 20%. So check it out for yourself over at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. If you needed a reason to get into cryptocurrency, saving 20% at Amazon just might be a good enough reason right there. So we continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, certainly welcome. Big Loaf is on with us. He's in North Carolina. You'd called about something that went down last night. I was not on the show, but I was in the studio offices at the time, was on the actually in the studio restroom at the time this was happening, and I could have come down to do something about it, but I decided I wanted to hear how it played out. So I listened to the whole thing. I was actually listening to it live in one ear, and then in the other ear I was listening to the stream from the internet stream of it to see what exactly went out on the air, because Heather, our Thursday night co-host, went into a tizzy last night and was very unprofessional when she was in a conversation with Lumpy, who's one of our callers from Discord. They were having a heated conversation, and right. Daryl, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my understanding was you felt as though Heather was dominating to some extent because she's in the studio.
Right, and he was about to finish a point.
Okay.
And she kept, you know, jumping in, and that's fine.
And it was going on for a while.
Right, and then I said, you know, let him finish, and she kept talking, and so I hit mute.
And she flipped
so out. That he could finish his thought, right. And Yeah, so then she got up and walked out.
And she's like, F this and F
and
you.
And then I start hearing cussing, and yeah. Because we had a caller on the line, I just wanted as little audio coming out of the studio as possible yeah. to make sure that none of the profanities went out over the air.
Very unprofessional.
So I just kept telling Lumpy, talk.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Lumpy, for co-hosting Free Talk Live
yes.
there.
Thank you.
I mean, I understand your plight, Daryl, and unfortunately, that's sort of kind of what the state mandates. So, and that's why we don't advocate for the state. And like,
what do you mean? What is what the state mandates?
That Daryl bleep out certain words.
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah.
Else.
Well, I mean, even if we didn't have the FCC, some radio stations still would not be comfortable right. with the F word just because their advertisers could be pressured by listeners, and it may end up being, you know, even if the FCC disappeared tomorrow, you may end up seeing market forces dictating right. that the F word shan't be said on the radio.
Right, and there are even some podcast outlets to where mm-hmm. if you aren't radio friendly, they will not allow you to be on their outlet, or they will require you to mark yourself explicit.
Like iHeartMedia won't even let you on, right? There's not even
correct.
An explicit option there. So,
yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people think, I'm like, hey, Heather, I don't hate anybody. I hope her feels weren't hurt too bad. But, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe she should come back and let the past be the past. But anyways, yeah, I was just wondering what happened. And
video is up on the YouTube channel, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, and I'm sure somebody's going to clip it, you know, clip
right.
out the segment. That
yeah, and if you want to come talk some smack, discord.freetalklive.com, casual chat later.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. That's Big Loaf. And he is one of our Discord callers. In fact, Discord just sounds great. I mean, whenever people call on Discord, unless they've got a crappy internet connection, it almost always sounds better than Skype. So check out the Discord call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So, yeah, in regards to Thursday nights, you know, ultimately, Daryl, you know, you are the person who runs the Thursday night show. You're in the first seat. It's up to you how to handle this situation. I'm not banning her from the air. I kicked her out of the studio last night
right.
because, like I said, I was sitting – this went on for basically the last 10 minutes of the show.
Of the first hour of the show.
Yeah, the first hour of the show. And so once the segment ended, she kept going.
Right.
I mean, she was just going off on you guys in the studio. That's when I came down the stairs and I was like, you need to leave.
Right.
And she did. She had said she was going to leave, but she just kept
right.
on coming back and F this and F that. And it was just, it was embarrassing. You know?
Right. And as I said in a couple of different Telegram chats of co-host, I consider her leaving during the show as having quit the show.
So you would not offer a path back to Heather? I mean, I gave a path back to Mark. I mean, he apologized, and I apologized
well,
to him.
Well, Mark's also a partner in Free Talk Live, so it's a little different.
Sure, Mark has a much longer history
right.
with the show. I don't know. I mean, obviously people are going to have different opinions and
right.
feelings about this, and you're welcome to weigh in the chat room over the Discord. I'm sure people are going to talk about it again. It was the main conversation last night.
Right.
Discord.lrn.fm. Let's continue, though, with more important matters like the Sesta Fosta bill here that is probably going to be signed by Donald Trump, which will then have some very, very possibly frightening effects on freedom of speech on the internet. All in the name of protecting sex workers or stopping sex workers?
Yes.
They're basically trying to make it sound like sex workers are all slaves, that they're all sex slaves, that they're all being
right.
trafficked, which is insane and it's false. And just talk to any professional sex worker and they'll tell you that's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, they are in that business because it's good money, because some of them enjoy it, and it's good money.
Right.
You know, they all have their individual reasons for it, but it's very, very rare that you're going to find one of them that's like, yeah, I don't want to be here. I am a slave to, you know, my master, the pimp.
Right.
Or whatever. It's you know, shockingly rare. Anyway. Here's a story from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. A headline, in passing Sesta Fosta, lawmakers failed to separate their good intentions from a bad law. They said today was a dark day for the Internet. The Senate voted 97-2 to pass the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, FOSTA, a bill that silences online speech by forcing internet platforms to censor their users, as lobbyists and members of Congress have applauded themselves for enacting a law tackling the problem of trafficking. Let's be clear, Congress just made trafficking victims less safe, not more. Now, they're going to get into their opinions as to why that is, but
right.
Why don't you speculate, Daryl, why would this bill, which is targeting, supposedly, sex trafficking victims, make sex workers, or excuse me, the trafficking victims themselves less safe?
Well, because now there's absolutely no way to vet your clients, which means that, you know, as with all things in the black market, it makes it more violent. So now they don't have to worry just about the pimp. They've got to worry about the Johns as well.
Which can be violent and dangerous.
And they also have to worry about the cops, which a lot of people...
Also violent.
The cops are there to protect you. But I've heard numerous stories from sex workers that if they ever try going to the cops will then exploit them.
Of course.
The cops will then turn into the people that are trafficking because, well, we just need to go catch like three more Johns. We've just got to...
flip them as an informant, basically.
Right.
Undercover.
And then the cops are the ones that are trafficking.
But it's not trafficking when they do it.
Right. They never wind up being charged because, no. You're a confidential informant, but you actually have to go through with the act because otherwise they could say, I wasn't actually going to pay for fill in the blank.
The version of FOSTA that's passed the Senate combined an earlier version of that bill with the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, or SESTA. The history of SESTA-FOSTA, a bad bill that turned into a worse bill and then was rushed through votes in both houses of Congress, is a story about Congress's failure to see that its good intentions can result in bad law. It's a story of Congress's failure to listen to its constituents who'd be most affected by the laws that it's passing. And it's also the story of some players in the tech sector choosing to settle for compromises and half-wins that will put ordinary people in danger. SESTA-FOSTA undermines Section 230, the most important law protecting free speech online. Section 230 protects online platforms from liability for some types of speech by their users. Without this Section 230, the Internet would look very different. It's likely that many of today's online platforms would never have formed, like Craigslist, which just shut down their personal section because of this, or received the investment they needed to grow and scale because the risk of litigation would have simply been too high. In the absence of Section 230 protections, non-commercial platforms like Wikipedia and the Internet Archive likely wouldn't have even been founded, given the high level of legal risk involved with hosting third-party content. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments and why this is very scary news for freedom.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.